What if your bank fails? First, stay calm. The different ways the FDIC protects depositors. Most FDIC-insured institutions are well-capitalized and well-managed, so it's unlikely that you will have deposits in a bank that fails. But it's common for people to ask, "What should I know and do if I hear that my bank has been closed?" We hope the following will answer your questions and alleviate any concerns you may have. First, don't panic. Federal laws and FDIC practices are there to protect you. Federal law requires the FDIC to pay insured deposits, which is all the money determined by the FDIC to be within the federal insurance limits, as soon as possible after an insured institution fails. In most cases, the FDIC makes insured funds available to depositors quickly, usually on the first business day after the bank is closed. While news that your bank has failed can be scary, federal law makes it clear that deposits within the federal insurance limits are completely safe. In addition, the FDIC works diligently, even before the bank is closed, to ensure that the event goes smoothly. The FDIC provides a special toll-free number consumers can call to speak with an agency representative, and the FDIC's website, www.fdic.gov, also provides answers to frequently asked questions. If you hear that your bank has failed, there is absolutely no need to run down to the bank or do anything other than become familiar with how the FDIC will help you through the process. Second, know that most of the time, the FDIC is able to find a buyer for the failed institution. In this case, offices of the failed bank reopen under the name of the acquiring institution, usually by the next business day, and depositors automatically become customers of the new bank. Basically, the only immediate change you will see is a different name on the door. Until you're notified otherwise, you can continue to use your checks, online banking, and debit and ATM cards. You should continue to make your payments on any outstanding loans, just like you did in the past. And don't worry about the contents of the safe deposit box you have at the bank. You can access the box just as you would on any other business day. Third, by law, the acquiring bank can lower the interest rate on your deposit account, but you also have the right to withdraw the money without penalty. Many closed banks had been paying above-market interest rates on certificates of deposits or CDs and other accounts. If your bank fails and the deposits are acquired by another institution, the accrued interest on your account through the date of the closing will be paid at your same rate. However, after that date, your new bank has the right to reduce interest rates, subject to certain restrictions. In particular, for CDs and other non-transaction accounts, the assuming institution cannot pay a lower interest rate than what it offers to its existing depositors for similar accounts. The assuming institution also must notify you of any changes it intends to make in the interest rate or other terms of your account. If you don't like the new terms offered, the good news is you can close your account without any early withdrawal penalty. If you then decide to withdraw the money before maturity, you will receive your principal and the earned interest through the date of failure at your original interest rate. Plus, you will receive the interest accrued after the date of failure at the lower rate being paid by the acquiring institution. Don't dismiss the new bank just because of the rate reduction. It might offer other FDIC-insured deposit products to your liking, or it may offer bank services that you didn't have before. Fourth, in the few instances when the FDIC is unable to find a buyer for the failed bank, depositors will quickly receive a check in the mail for their insured deposits. This amount includes principal and accrued interest up to the federal limit. We try to have a check for the insured amount in the mail within 3 business days. Fifth, if you have money over the federal insurance limit, you become eligible to receive payments of some or all of the uninsured deposits. The sum you receive is based on how much the FDIC recovers by selling the failed bank's assets. While that process can take several years, most payments to uninsured depositors are made within a year or two of the bank failure. The FDIC has additional resources you can rely on. Visit the FDIC website to find information about your deposit insurance coverage at www.fdic.gov/deposit/deposits. And the brochure, When a Bank Fails, at www.fdic.gov/bank/individual/failed. Or call the FDIC toll-free at 1-877-ASK-FDIC. That's 1-877-877-FDIC. 877 275-3342. And for a rare behind-the-scenes look at how large teams of FDIC employees quickly and quietly enable a failed bank's customers to conduct business as usual with a new institution, watch a 13-minute segment of the CBS program 60 Minutes that aired March 8, 2009. You can find it on the FDIC's website at www.fdic.gov/news/letters/60minutes.html.